It's 99.9 KISW Metal Shop here in studio with a band. I'm going to try and say it again. Kielos.
Yeah, you nailed it.
Totally.
Kielos. So we got Marissa and Daniel in studio right now, and we're actually going to debut a song from them, which is pretty awesome because you guys recorded it with Tad of Brothers of the Sonic Cloth at Witch Ape Studios. Tell us a little bit about that. How was it working with the man, the myth, the legend? One of the heaviest men in Northwest music.
Well, it was my third time recording with him. I mean, it's always a treat. He really knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
Obviously. And he's also just a very sweet man. Also, his wife, Peggy, is awesome. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. A lot of fun working with him each time. And each time, I feel like the end result was just getting better and better.
That's awesome.
It was my first time working with him, and he did a really great job of kind of bringing me into what had already been worked on. And
yeah.
He was very clear and helpful, and it was a really great experience. So thank you, Tad.
So, Marissa, are you a recent addition to Kielos?
I am.
Awesome. What brought you into the fold?
Dan and I have been friends for a little while, and I think I actually always wanted to play music with him, and this
awesome
opportunity came up, and it was quite a random suggestion, and I just jumped on it, and I really wanted to do it.
So is this the first official like major release for the band that we're going to be playing a song from?
It will be, yeah. This song is going to be the B-side for a four-song EP tape that we'll be releasing hopefully sometime early next year.
Okay.
Besides that, we just have a three-song demo.
So let's talk a little bit about the formation of the band. When did you, Daniel, first start playing music with Kielos, and when did this project get formed?
Maybe like 2.5 years ago.
Nice.
a drummer friend of mine and I decided to start playing music together, not really knowing exactly what the stylistic result would be. And I mean, Kielos is the end result of that. Adam, our old drummer, was with me for like a year and a half,
yeah,
and ended up moving to New York, and I wanted to keep the project going.
Yeah.
We've been pretty much just been a two-piece from the outset. It's easier herding fewer cats. It really didn't take me long to find a new drummer in Marissa. A very smooth transition.
That's awesome. So there's a lot going on with the band. I mean, it's pretty dense, it's pretty loud, it's heavy stuff. How do you perform this all live as a two-piece?
I mean, we opted not to find a bassist for the band. I'm playing a baritone guitar and
awesome
splitting it between a bass and guitar rig.
Cool.
So we can basically do what we've done recorded live.
Basically.
Yeah.
And then we both do vocals live. We
yeah
were able to execute that. So
you might know Marissa. She's also in another band called Issa Nordahl. So congratulations on the recent success of Issa Nordahl.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. We played them on Metal Shop a few times. If you've listened to them on the show, awesome, awesome local band. If someone were to ask you, like, Kielos, like, how do you even describe what you guys play? I mean, because it's like sort of black metal-ish, sort of doomy in parts. Like, do you even want to classify it, or is it just, it is what it is?
I usually tell people adult contemporary.
Okay, nice.
Yeah.
That's,
I mean,
what I thought I was signing on
right,
for.
Yeah. I mean, I think you kind of hit the nail on the head there. Like, there's definitely a black metal influence, a doom and like a death metal influence.
Yeah.
People say we sound kind of crusty too.
Yeah, we've been getting that a lot lately.
Yeah.
And you're like, no, I take showers. Don't worry about it.
At least a couple a week.
Tell us a little bit about when do you expect the EP to come out?
With this fourth track, everything is recorded, mixed, and mastered.
Awesome.
We are potentially doing a non-EP-related show in January. That's not finalized yet. But sometime after that, like, I'm kind of hoping for February and March, and that'll kind of be determined on when we get artwork done and if we're able to get, like, distribution from, like, a tape label or something.
So friends that want to play our release show with us, please hit us up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On cassette. You want to put it out on tape?
Yes.
Totally.
Yeah.
That's
so
awesome.
Friends in distros too. How you doing?
That's
you
awesome.
You gotta love a format that just deteriorates naturally over time.
That's super metal. All right, we're gonna play it. It's called Cult of Saprophyte. I believe I pronounced that correctly.
You did.
All right, so tell me a little bit about the song, and do you guys want to say anything to the Northwest audience before we throw it on?
So this is the first song that Marissa and I finished together. We've been playing it since she and I have been playing live. We had it ready in time for our first show together, Saprophytes are a type of fungus that live and feed off of dead things and rotting things.
Wow.
So they're pretty metal and, I don't know, kind of a good analog to humans and what we're doing here now.
All right. So here it is. A brand new song by Kahalis. Kahalis.
Kielos.
Kielos.
You were doing so well.
I was doing so well, and then I just screwed it all up. It's Cult of Saprophyte. Listen to this. Let us know what you think. Text us at 77999. Let us know what you think of this brand new Northwest music. It's awesome to have you guys in the studio.
Thank you.
And request this on Metal Shop after you hear it.
Thanks for having us, Kevin.
Yeah, thank you. Here it is. Brand new music. It's Metal Shop on The Rock.